Back in the early 1980s, I played in wine bars in London. It was a great way of trying out new songs, developing my skills as a singer-songwriter, and of course, earning some extra money. Now, most of the time, I was background music, simply adding an ambience to the venue. But occasionally, there were people who would come to the wine bars to listen to live music. On one evening, there was a young couple who were clearly enjoying my set, and I got talking to them after I finished playing. During our conversation, they asked me if I liked Homegrown. I replied that, yes, of course, I really enjoyed Homegrown. Who doesn't? They were obviously excited to meet a fellow fan of the real stuff, so they invited me back to their apartment to sample it. How could I refuse? This was a great opportunity to enjoy something unique and tasty and that I really loved. So after I had packed up all my gear and loaded the car, we went back to their apartment. After settling in and making ourselves comfortable, the boyfriend presented me with a beautiful ornate brass container, explaining that the Homegrown was inside and that I would be the first to try it. I could hardly contain my excitement, as I imagined that I would soon be trying something rare and exotic. I lifted the lid off the container and was greeted with a very pungent smell, which was not what I was expecting. Also, what was inside was very leafy and unusual. They then gave me some cigarette papers and invited me to roll a joint. It was at that moment that revelation dawned. They were growing cannabis in their home and were very happy to share it with me. This was Homegrown. It was a complete misunderstanding. I thought Homegrown was referring to an exotic blend of coffee and was expecting to enjoy some freshly brewed Arabica coffee not available in the supermarket. As it happened, I politely declined, explaining my naivety, which must have been a surprise to them. I think I stayed with them a little while longer, not wishing to be impolite, while they became gently mellow and stoned. I have often looked back on that incident, thinking how funny it might have been if the police had raided the apartment. Just imagine it, a worship leader being caught in a drugs bust. So I learned a couple of important things that evening. Number one, Homegrown is cannabis, not coffee. Number two, maybe it's not a good idea to go back to an apartment with total strangers, even though these were nice people. Thanks for listening to my confession.